Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton, welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've just finished sharing with you on the subject of faith, and today we're going to start a new series, and this is on the subject of prayer. And we're going to talk about accurate New Testament prayer. First of all, we got to realize what prayer is not. It is not the traditional prayers of men, people just praying whatever they want to pray. It's not telling God about your problem. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." He already knows about these things. It is not bombarding the gates of heaven to get through. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, we can come boldly into the presence of the Lord," so we don't bombard the gates of heaven to finally get through. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." It's also not asking and asking and badgering God so that he finally hears and answers us. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, the Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Those are the righteous who are born again and walking in line with righteousness, the word of righteousness, doing righteousness. They are righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. It is also not convincing God that he should give you the promise that already is yours and belongs to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, or yes, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." So the promises of God are yes. God's promises will come to pass for everybody. We just have to learn to pray accurately and effectively to see them come to pass. It is also not manipulating God to get him to change his mind or be favorable to us so he'll do something for us. No, Malachi 3 verse 6 says, "I am the Lord, I change not." God does everything according to spiritual law. His word is spiritual law. And as you act upon the word of God in your covenant relationship with him, God has his part to play. You and I have our part to play. As we operate according to spiritual law in the covenant, then we'll see our prayers are going to get a response, and we're going to see the promises come to pass. Well, that brings us to the point then, and we talked about what prayer is not. What is prayer? It is communicating with God. It's not just talking with God. You know, James 5, verse 16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." We have to be sure that we're praying accurately and effectively in order to see results come to pass. It is communicating with God according to his word. His word, remember, is spiritual law, and that's what God is going to perform. And furthermore, you're in covenant relationship with him once you're born again, and the word of his covenant is what he's going to perform in your life. Prayer also is that which is of the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, the Bible says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." All prayer it's talking about are all the kinds of prayer. There's different kinds of prayer. And it says we're to pray with all the different kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It is always to be in the Spirit. Because when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying according to spiritual law, God's word, and he's going to perform that in your life. Prayer also is contacting the spiritual realm, which will influence, change, or shape things in the natural realm. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, the Bible says, "We look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal." So you and I are going to take aim at and look at the spiritual realm, and it will have effect upon the natural realm. Now, another thing that prayer is, it is going to wage warfare against evil spirits. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly places." When we bind the evil spirits, whether we're binding them in the heavenlies or whether we're binding them in people. So we're going to pray using our authority delegated unto us, waging spiritual warfare against evil spirits. We do this when we're casting out spirits. We command them to come out in the name of Jesus. So we are using prayers of authority that are coming against these spirits. Another thing that prayer is it puts the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth God's will. Remember, John 6:63, Jesus said, "My words, they are spirit and they are life." You are actually speaking spiritual words that are going to bring forth the will of God. Prayer also is a legal transaction in the spirit according to our covenant relationship. We essentially are praying spiritual law in the spirit realm. Another thing about prayers, when we pray, we are putting angels to work in the spirit to work for us. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14, the Bible speaking to the angels, it says, "Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" The angels are ministering spirits. They will minister for us, the heirs of salvation. They'll accomplish the will of God. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 53, Jesus said, "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" That shows you that you can pray to the Father, and you and I now pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. He will give you the angels that are necessary for the situation at hand. In this case, Jesus said, "He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels." A legion was 6,000 Roman soldiers, so this is talking about 72,000 angels that could come on the scene to deal with the situation that he was dealing with. So you're going to put the angels to work in the realm of the Spirit for you, an heir of salvation. In Psalms 103, verse 20, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." The angels are going to carry out the warfare against the evil spirits in the realm of the Spirit. They will do his commandments, and they will hearken to the voice of the word, because that is spiritual law. Prayer also releases the ability and the power of God. God's word contains the power of God within it. When you act upon the word and pray the word of God, then you are putting the power of God that is resident in the word, and you're going to release the ability and the power of God to bring forth the promises in your life. Another thing we need to realize about prayer is that there is a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This is very important. Most Christians do not understand this. They just pray whatever way they want to pray. But there is a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer, and we want to be sure that we pray according to New Testament prayer, not the way of the Old Testament. First, we need to realize that there is a change in covenants. In Hebrews 8, verse 13, he said, "A new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which is decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away." So the first covenant has been replaced by the second covenant, which is the new covenant. In the old covenant, the people were not born again, they were not redeemed, they were not made righteous, they had no free approach to God, they were only servants, and they were not a son or a daughter. They weren't all priests. They had a very limited approach to God. They could only approach through a temple made with hands, and God was not their heavenly Father. But in the New Testament, we are now born again, born from above. We're redeemed. We're made righteous. We have a free approach to God, and we are now sons and daughters of God, not just servants. All of us are priests, and we have no limits on approach to God. We can approach Him freely and come boldly to the throne of grace. We can approach through a temple made without hands, and now God is our heavenly Father. So there's a change in covenants, but there's also a change in prayer. In the Old Testament, they would pray to God or to the Lord God as servants. Examples in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 28, where it says, Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today. So they simply prayed to God or Lord God as servants. Another thing that they did in the Old Testament was they would ask God to give ear unto their prayer, hear their cry, attend to their prayer, and not hide from their supplications. Psalms 55 verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. In Psalm 61 verse 1, hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer. So we see the fact that they simply were always asking God to do something to listen to their prayer. Another thing that we see in the Old Testament, they would make their petitions to God and hope that he would grant what they would ask or request. An example is in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27, For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I ask of him. That's the way they approached in the Old Testament. They could not come to the throne of grace and pray. They could not freely approach God because they weren't in right standing with him. They could not pray to their heavenly Father because, of course, God was not their heavenly Father until they were born again. And furthermore, they had no confidence in prayer that he would respond because they were asking him and hoping that he would respond to their request. That shows you the way Old Testament prayer was. But New Testament prayer is different. Now we see the fact that we don't pray to God, we pray to our Heavenly Father, and the Lord will hear our prayers. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. That shows you that God's ears are open unto the prayers of who? The righteous. And who are the righteous? Those that are born again and are doing what is right in God's sight. Those are the ones that measure up to God's standard of righteousness, and those are the ones that he hears their prayers as long as they're praying according to the word of righteousness. Now, another thing in the New Testament, they would pray a prayer of faith with confidence, knowing it would come to pass. They weren't going to ask or make their petition or request and hope maybe it would happen. Now we pray a prayer of faith, and we know it's going to come to pass. We have confidence. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desired of him. You can hear the confidence in this prayer, knowing the fact that he hears us, knowing the fact that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So this shows the fact that we know that we're going to see our prayers be responded to. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So they had a boldness, a confidence to come into the presence of the Lord. So there was a confidence in prayer. They knew that they could be heard. They knew that God would respond. And this is very important. Now we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, praying the Word of God, having absolute confidence. And the way we approach him is going to be different. We're not going to be asking or requesting as a servant. Now we're going to approach him as a son and or daughter of God. We'll be talking about how we approach him and how we speak to him in the next broadcast. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.